KDG Albany 105.5 HD2, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, streaming online at mychasm.com.
You're listening to Chasm 1150 AM. It is 70 degrees outside our Chasm studios, and it is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening. It's the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio, where we take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hathley's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, our Dick Putt Show, also brought to you by Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services of Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willenbring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany, A&W, and Richmond, A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service are Dick Putt Show sponsors for this 26 baseball season. All right, just a reminder again, our Dick Putt Show, it's heard on AM 1150. You can catch us on 107.7 FM and on our HD 105.5 HD2. We also stream at mychasm.com, mychasm.com. We do have a podcast of this show. Joyce is recording it right now at our studios in Albany, and Kirby will upload that on Tuesday. On Tuesday, you'll get the Dick Putt Show uploaded on Tuesday. Had a busy weekend, lots of tournaments going on, and I'll bring you some of those tournament scores here in our first section of the Dick Putt Show. Over in Freeport, the Freeport tournament going on this weekend, Sauk Rapids taking on the Freeport Black Sox, and Sauk Rapids defeats Freeport by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Sauk Rapids, 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Freeport. Owen Art starts on the hill for Sauk Rapids, relieved by Tyler Hempker in the 7th. He gets the win. The catcher, Jeff Solars. For Freeport, Caden Touches starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 9th, and the catcher was Addie DuBois. Hitting highlights for Sauk Rapids on Friday night, Luke Bacala and Vince Mern each had 2 hits, and for Freeport, Mason Topkus was 2-for-4. Dominic Ritter had a double. A final on Friday night had Sauk Rapids defeating Freeport in 9 innings, 5-4. On Friday night, St. Nick was taking on Clearwater over in Freeport, and St. Nick defeated Clearwater by a score of 9-2. 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors for St. Nick, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for Clearwater. Keenan Dingman starts on the mound for St. Nick, will pick up the win, relieved by Caden Roush in the 6th. Dylan Roush, the catcher. Jake Carper will take the loss for Clearwater, his catcher, Will Kranz. Hitting highlights for St. Nick on Friday night, Andre Stang was 2-for-3, Caden Roush 1-for-3, he had a 2-run homer in the 3rd, and Keenan Dingman was 2-for-4, he had a 2-run homer in the 3rd. For Clearwater on Friday night, Jackson Kenning was 1-for-3, and Simon LeBaire had a double. So a final on Friday night in 7 innings. It was St. Nick over Clearwater 9-2. Friday night exhibition play had Richmond at Regal, and Regal defeats Richmond by a score of 7-4. 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Regal, 4 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. Jordan Wozmek on the mound for Regal starts the ball game, relieved by Shane Rademacher in the 6th. He'll get the win. Caleb Nelson, the catcher. For Richmond, Hunter Fuchs starts, relieved by Cooper Notch in the 7th. He'll take the loss. And Tyler Prom in the 8th. The catcher was Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for Regal on Friday night, Braden Skindelen, 2-for-5. Luke Knutson was 2-for-4 with a double, and Caleb Nelson, 3-for-5 with a double. For Richmond, Goose Hadley, 4-for-5. Crew Rugemer was 2-for-4. And Tyler Prom and Jack Bose each with doubles. So final on Friday night from Regal, it was Regal 7, Richmond 4. Roscoe playing in a tournament this weekend, taking on Benson on Friday night. And in seven innings, Roscoe defeats Benson 9-6. 9 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Benson. Josh McAnan starts on the mound, relieved by Brandon Schleper in the fourth. He gets the win. The catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. For Benson, Matt Goosen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Adrian Young in the fourth, and the catcher, Sam Linares. Hitting highlights for Roscoe on Friday night, Max Ottman 2-for-3. Max had a 2-run homer in the second inning and 3 RBIs. For Benson, Alex Claussen 3-for-3 with a double. Final on Friday night in 7 innings, it was Roscoe 9, Benson 6. On Saturday, Al Rosa was at Raymond, and in 10 innings, Al Rosa defeats Raymond 5-4. 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Al Rosa, 4 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Raymond. Peyton Van Beck starts on the mound for Al Rosa, gives way to Wyatt Stephenson in the fourth, Luke Ilias in the eighth. He gets the win, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Raymond, Jace Dirksen starts, relieved by Jordan Olson in the seventh. He'll take the loss, Zach Nelson in the tenth. And the catcher, Eli Nelson. Hitting highlights for Al Rosa on Saturday, Ethan Mueller, 2-for-5. And Will Van Beck was 2-for-4. For Raymond, Ian Kuzman, 3-for-5. He had a solo home run in the 10th. Ty Steen, 2-for-5 with a double. And Caleb Dittmerson, 3-for-5 with a double. So a final on Saturday, it was Al Rosa 5, Raymond 4. Back to the Freeport tournament on Saturday. Dawson taking on the Freeport Black Sox. Dawson defeats Freeport by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Dawson. 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Freeport. Braxton Thompson starts on the mound, relieved by Tegan Long in the sixth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Braden Thompson for Dawson. And for Freeport, Jaden Norby takes the complete game loss, his catcher, Nate Mettenberg. Some hitting highlights for Dawson. Braden Thompson had 2 hits in the ball game for Dawson. And for Freeport, Ivor Papke had 2 hits, one of them a triple. Jaden Lonbach and Mason Topkus both had doubles. So final again on Saturday at Dawson defeating Freeport 7-3. St. Nick taken on Clear Lake on Saturday in that Freeport tournament, and Clear Lake defeats St. Nick by a score of 5-1. 5 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Clear Lake. 1 run, 2 hits, 3 errors for St. Nick. Nick Berglund will go the distance in this 7-inning game, picking up the win. His catcher, Quentin Dukowitz. And for St. Nick, Travis Hansen goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Connor Lincoln. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake. Nick Berglund was 2-for-4 with a double. Quentin Dukowitz was 2-for-2, and Caleb Leintz with a double. For St. Nick, Caden Roush, Damian Lincoln had hits for the Knicks as Clear Lake defeats St. Nick on Saturday in that Freeport tournament 5-1. Back to the tournament Roscoe was in, they took on Elbertville on Saturday, and Elbertville defeats Roscoe by a score of 2-1. 2 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Elbertville. 1 run, 7 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Lincoln Rick will go the distance, picking up the win for Elbertville. His catcher was Kyler Kitzberger. And for Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Max Ottman. Hitting highlights for Elbertville on Saturday, Eric Folkett, 2-for-3. Joseph Rantham was 2-for-2, and Lincoln Rick, 2-for-3 with a double. For Roscoe on Saturday, Matthew Hemmingson, 2-for-4, and Josiah Utch was 2-for-4. So final on Saturday, exhibition play in that tournament Roscoe was in. Elbertville defeats Roscoe 2-1. On Sunday, New London Spicer at Al Rosa in exhibition action, and Al Rosa defeats New London Spicer today 10-9. 10 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors for Al Rosa. 9 runs, 13 hits, 4 errors for New London Spicer. Riley Meyer starts on the mound for Al Rosa, gives way to Torrey Johnson in the fifth, Tate DeCook in the seventh, Brody Hadley in the ninth. He'll pick up the win, and the catcher was Cameron Lowe. For New London Spicer, Ben Kulsat starts, relieved by Braden Boggerly in the fifth. Jet Salonik in the sixth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Easton Musterman. Hitting highlights for Al Rosa today. Aiden Miller was 2-for-5. Ethan Miller, 3-for-3 with a double. And for New London Spicer, Hunter Magnuson, 2-for-4. Nolan Johnson had a double. Easton Musterman was 2-for-5. And Jake DeBoer, 3-for-5 with a double. Final today from El Rosa. El Rosa, 10. New London Spicer, 9. Mora taking on St. Nick in the Freeport tournament. This is a third-place game. St. Nick wins third place over Mora by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Knicks. 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Mora. Caden Roush on the mound will pick up the win, relieved by Andre Stang in the 7th. He gets the save, and the catcher was Dylan Roush. For Mora, Austin Peterson starts, relieved by Nathan Nelson in the 6th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Josh Norby. Hitting highlights for St. Nick today, Connor Lincoln, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Damian Lincoln had a double, and Jake Caron was 2-for-3. For Mora this afternoon, Logan Graves was 2-for-4, and Derek Graves 1-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs. Final from Freeport, see next taking third place there, 6-5 over Mora. Other games today, that championship game we mentioned, Sauk Rapids taking on Freeport. Sauk Rapids was actually today in action as well against Clear Lake. And in that champion was to Clear Lake, 2-0 over Sauk Rapids. In 7 innings, 2 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Clear Lake, no runs, 1 hit, and no errors for Sauk Rapids. Jackson Phillip goes the distance, picking up the win today. His catcher, Quentin Dukowitz. For Sauk Rapids, the Cyclones, Vince Mern starts. He'll take the loss, relieved by Robert Dusing in the 4th inning. And the catcher was Dakota Banks. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake this afternoon, Nick Berglund, 4-for-4. Cooper Kasiba was 2-for-2. Cade Simmons, 2-for-3. Cade had a solo home run in the 5th, and Caleb Lyons had a double. For Sauk Rapids, the Cyclones, Terrence Moody, 1-for-3 today. The only hit for the Cyclones as Clear Lake defeats the Sauk Rapids Cyclones 2-0 in that Freeport tournament. And Roscoe taking on the Agassiz Gamblers in their tournament. And that game goes to Agassiz 4-2. 4 runs, 3 hits, and an error for Agassiz. The Roscoe, 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Jameson Hertz starts the ball game, relieved by Caleb Merkins. In the 4th inning, he'll get the win, and Dylan Osowski in the 7th inning. Jackson Hams was the catcher. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, relieved by Matthew Hemmingson in the 5th. He'll take the loss, Derek Mergen in the 7th, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Agassiz, Cooper Lawrence was 1-for-2, Jackson Hams with an RBI, and for Roscoe, Josiah Utch, 2-for-3 today with a double. So a final in the tournament there. It was Agassiz, the Gamblers, over Roscoe, 4-2. That's what I have for exhibition games, tournament games. When we come back, we're going to go over to the County Line League. We'll go visit the Sauk Valley League and the Central Valley League when we come back after these messages.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Life insurance isn't about you. It's about protecting the people you love the most. Located in Cold Spring, we will walk you through a customized plan tailored to fit your needs and your budget. The greatest gift you can give is a safe and secure future for those closest to you. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town service with big time life insurance coverage. Serving all of Central Minnesota.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years. Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever. The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit greenwaldinsurance.com for more information.
Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. Building a home or remodeling can be overwhelming. Kramer Lumber, with locations in Melrose and Sauk Center, along with Buyerbilt, can assist you every step of the way. Kramer Lumber has Buyerbilt quality doors to millwork, current trends, traditional, transitional, craftsman, and modern. Don't let building or remodeling burden you. Stop in at Kramer Lumber. They will make your worries go away. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, or Sauk Center.
Welcome back to the Dick Putz Show. Let's take a look at Sauk Valley League action. And the Sartell Muskies taking on the Sartell Stone Ponies today in Sauk Valley League action. It was the Muskies coming away with a victory, 9-7 over the Stone Ponies. Andrew Dieters, Levi Lampert, Gavin Schulte, and Brady Thompson with RBI doubles for the Muskies today. John Schumer was the winning pitcher, and Levi Lampert with the save, as the Sartell Muskies beat the Sartell Stone Ponies 9-7. Let's go over to the County Line League on Saturday. Atwater taking on Spicer, and Atwater defeats Spicer by a score of 3-1. 3-1, Atwater over Spicer in their ball game on Saturday. My game of the week last night, I had Norway Lake Sunberg at Regal, and Norway Lake Sunberg defeats Regal on Saturday night, 13-11. 13 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Norway Lake Sunberg. 11 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Regal. Jaden Hengem starts on the mound for Norway Lake Sunberg, gives way to Luke Reuter in the second. He'll get the win. Jared Cortez in the seventh gets the save. The catchers were Jared Cortez and Jaden Hengem. For Regal, Kai Schneider starts, taking the loss, relieved by Braden Skindelin in the first, Brandon Carlson in the seventh, Grant Paffrath in the eighth, and the catcher was Derek Dingerud. Some hitting highlights for Norway Lake Sundberg. Jared Cortez, 4-for-6. He had a double and a triple. Luke Reuter was 2-for-4 with the triple, and Luke Jesuits was 2-for-4. For Regal on Saturday night, Kai Schneider, 2-for-4. Kai had a solo home run in the sixth, a double, and 4 RBIs. Caleb Nelson was 2-for-5 with the double. So final on Saturday night, our Chasm game of the week, and Norway Lake Sundberg defeating Regal 13-11. Over in the Central Valley League on Saturday, Pearl Lake was at Cold Spring, taking on the Rockies, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Pearl Lake by a score of 2-0. 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Rockies, no runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for Pearl Lake. Cole Fuchs on the mound will get the win as he strikes out 7 in the ball game. His catcher, Sam Nisler, for Pearl Lake. Mitch Winicky starts the ball game, taking the loss. And his Austin Lensmeyer comes in the 7th inning, and the catcher was Alex Lensmeyer. Some hitting highlights for the Rockies on Saturday. David Jonas, 2-for-4, and Cole Fuchs was 2-for-3. And for Pearl Lake, Rudy Notch, 2-for-3 this afternoon as the Cold Spring, on Saturday afternoon as the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Pearl Lake 2-0. Luxembourg, they took on Pearl Lake on Sunday today, and Luxembourg defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 6-2. 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. J.T. Harn on the mound for Luxembourg today will pick up the win, relieved by Jake Stahlberger in the 8th and the catcher Max Kipmeyer. For Pearl Lake, Noah Kleinfelter starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Lensmeyer in the 8th and the catcher Alex Lensmeyer. Some hitting highlights today for Luxembourg. Max Kipmeyer, 2-for-4 with a double today. 2-for-4 with a double. Ethan Pruth, 2-for-4. Easton Peters and Jake Stahlberger each with doubles. And for Pearl Lake today, Blake Kunkel was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Luxembourg. Luxembourg 6, Pearl Lake 2. Eden Valley hosting Watkins this afternoon. And Watkins comes away with a 7-inning, 12-2 victory over Eden Valley. 12 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Watkins. 2 runs, 3 hits, 6 errors for Eden Valley. Dan Berg starts on the mound for the Clippers today, picks up the win, relieved by Carson Geislinger in the 6th, and the catcher Lincoln Haugen. For Eden Valley, Gabe Schmidt starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jackson Geislinger in the 6th, and the catcher was Carter Sheeler. Hitting highlights for Watkins today, Landon Nyman, 2-for-4, Kevin Kramer, 3-for-3 with a double, and Jack Miley was 2-for-4 with a double. For Eden Valley, Riley Geislinger, 2-for-3, with a double. A final this afternoon from Eden Valley. In 7 innings, Watkins 12, Eden Valley 2. I don't have the final results yet from Cold Spring Rockies at St. Augusta this afternoon. Waiting on that score yet from the Central Valley League. So with that, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League right after these messages.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday. Plus, it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available, too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice cold, flavor packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time. Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550.
All righty, let's go over to the Victory League tonight. On Friday night in the Victory League, Avon was hosting Nisswa, and Avon defeats Nisswa Friday night 6-1. 6 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Avon. Nisswa, 1 run, 5 hits, and 3 errors. Drew Leeser starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Reese Gregory in the 8th, and the catchers Carter Holthouse and Matt Meyer. For Nisswa, Carter Dock starts, taking the loss, relayed by Colby Tappy in the 7th. Catchers Colby Tappy and Matt Kasperson. Some hitting highlights for Avon. Reese Gregory and Caleb Curry, each with 2 hits. Caden Mork had a double. And for Nisswa, Cody Rudisley had 2 hits. Jeremiah Pipcorn, Brody Pipcorn, Andrew Boland, each with singles. So final on Friday night had Avon defeating Nisswa 6-1. On Saturday, over in that Freeport tournament, Aiken and Clear Lake playing a makeup, or actually a resume game. This game was started on May 31st in Clear Lake and halted after 4 innings by rain. It was resumed June 13th in Freeport as part of the Freeport tournament. And Clear Lake defeats Aiken by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake. Aiken, 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error. Pitching for Clear Lake, Jackson Phillip, complete game, victory. His catcher, Quentin Dukwitz. And for Aiken, Thor Durham starts, relieved by Zach Enstrom. In the 5th, he takes the loss, catcher Zach Enstrom and Nathan Enstrom. Some hitting highlights, Jordan Golombeki, 2-for-4, Brock Brown and Blake Brown each had doubles. And for Aiken, Aiden Flanagan was 3-for-3, Ethan Enstrom, and Jake Ince had two hits each, Zach Enstrom with the double. So final in a makeup had Clear Lake defeating Aiken 3-2. All right, let's go to some Saturday games. Actually, that is it for Saturday. We'll go to Sunday games in the Victory League. Avon traveled up to Nisswa today, and Nisswa defeats Avon by a score of 10-8. 10 runs, 12 hits and an error for Nisswa, 8 runs, 7 hits and an error for Avon. Nick Ackerman starts on the mound for Nisswa, relieved by Ben Dornself in the 6th. He gets the win. Blaine Hardy in the 8th, and he gets the save. Their catcher, Matt Kasperson. For Avon, Elliot Burnett starts, relieved by Caden Mork in the 5th. He'll take the loss. Reese Gregory in the 6th, and the catcher, Carter Holthaus. Hitting highlights for Nisswa today, Cody Rudisley was 2-for-4 with a home run. Brody Pipcorn, 2-for-5 with 2 doubles. Nick Ackerman and Sam Peterson each had home runs, and Matt Kasperson with a double. For Avon today, Ilian Mosqueda, 2-for-5 with a home run. Elliot Burnett was 2-for-5 with a double. So final this afternoon from Nisswa, Nisswa 10, Avon 8. Sobieski at Fort Ripley today, and Fort Ripley defeats Sobieski 9-1. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Fort Ripley. 1 run, 7 hits, no errors for Sobieski. On the mound for Fort Ripley, Jack Schaefer starts. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Tyler Gurney in the 8th. The catcher, Wyatt Gabrielson. For Sobieski, Evan Lemire starts, taking the loss, relieved by Riley Check in the 6th. And the catcher, Alex Thoma. Some hitting highlights for Fort Ripley today. Jack Schaefer, 3-for-4. Wyatt Gabrielson had 2 hits with a double. And Gus Lund had a double. For Sobieski today, Colin Ekman with 2 hits and a double. And Evan Lemire had a double. So a final today from Fort Ripley. It was Fort Ripley 9, Sobieski 1. Flensburg at St. Wendell today. And in 8 innings, St. Wendell defeats Flensburg by a score of 12-2. 12 runs, 16 hits, no errors for St. Wendell. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Flensburg. Carter Boss will start on the mound. He gets the win today for St. Wendell, relieved by Connor Breath in the 6th, Rolando Ramos in the 9th, and the catcher, Simon Pansky. And actually, I don't have a catcher there. All right, for Flensburg, Simon Pansky starts, taking the loss, relieved by Dan Coquette in the 7th. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell today. Jacob Worley, 4-for-5 with a double. Pete Schomer was 3-for-4. Brandon Dickman on the day today, 2-for-4 with a home run. Tyler Hulds and Zach Sakala each had doubles. The catcher was Logan Harn for St. Wendell. For Flensburg, Oscar Taveras double. Kurt Crosby, Gunnar Gustafson, and Trevor Lockstercamp all had singles. The catcher today, Caden Rasmussen, as St. Wendell defeats Flensburg in 8 innings, 12-2. The Piers Brewers at Randall today, and Randall defeats the Piers Brewers 7-4. 7 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for Randall. The Piers Brewers, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Adam Neibauer starts on the mound for Randall, will earn the win today, relieved by Nate Benning in the 9th, and the catchers Matt Otremba and Tariq Turi. For Piers, the Brewers, Pete Schomer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Mike Liedenfrost in the 6th, Gunnar Wicklund in the 7th, and the catchers were Gunnar Wicklund, Steve Nazurka, Pete Schomer, and Caden Krushek. Some hitting highlights for Randall this afternoon. Nate Benning, 3-for-5 with a double. Ricky Drew, 2-for-5 with a double and a home run. Matt Otremba was 2-for-3 with a double and a home run. Zach Guast had a home run, and Alex Guast and Caleb Strock, each with doubles for Randall today. For the Piers Brewers, Riley Rausch had a double. Caden Krushek, Preston Beath, Nathan Solinger, Derek Diamond all had 2 hits. A final today from Randall. It was Randall 7, the Piers Brewers 4. Royalton at Aiken today. Aiken defeats Royalton by a score of 6-2. 6 runs, 12 hits and an error for Aiken. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Royalton. Nathan Enstrom starts on the mound for Aiken today. Will pick up the win, relieved by Thorne Dunham in the 8th. the catcher Nolan Dotsler. For Royalton, Marcus Haynes gets the complete game, taking the loss, though, his catcher Drew Yurchik. Hitting highlights for Aiken today, Nathan Enstrom, 2-for-4 with a double, Jake Ince, Jake McGuire, Carson Colham, all had 2 hits. For Royalton today, Grayson Siska had 2 hits, Kirk Yurchik, Drew Yurchik, Hunter Young, all with singles, as Aiken defeats Royalton this afternoon, 6-2. And Upsala at St. Matthias today, St. Matthias beating Upsala by a score of 8-6. 8 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for St. Matthias. 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Upsala. On the mound for St. Matthias today, Alex Guggesberg gets a complete game victory. His catcher, Elijah Kassan. For Upsala, C.J. Clear starts, relieved by Jack Primus in the first. He'll take the loss. Brody Yurchik in the seventh, and the catcher, Justin Cheon. Hitting highlights for St. Matthias today, Crew Dahlheimer and Elijah Kassan, all with doubles. And for Upsala, Jackson Barkowitz, Brandon Walensky, Colton Burgreff, each had 2 hits. Final today from St. Matthias, 8, Upsala, 6. All right, we'll take another break here on our Dick Putz Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Work with a bank that takes a common-sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
June is Dairy Month, and everyone at Dairyland Supply and Sock Center says thank you to all the awesome dairy farmers out there. We know that farming is not an easy occupation, so we salute you for all your hard work and dedication. Without you going out every morning and every night to milk those cows, we wouldn't be able to enjoy a refreshing cold glass of milk or our favorite flavor of ice cream. Keep up the good work and know that you are appreciated all year round. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery is a proud supporter of all our area amateur baseball teams. Thank you, and to all who keep this great American pastime alive and thriving. Make sure to stop by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery before or after the game for gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more. Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery has a full selection of beer, wine, and hard liquor. Thank you for your patronage. We are proud to serve you. Good luck and play ball.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. I did get the score from the Cold Spring Rockies, St. Augusta today. That was the Cold Spring Rockies over St. Augusta, 13-0. 13-0 in their ball game today. So that from the Central Valley League. Let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight and on Friday night in the Stearns County League. Lake Henry was at Farming, taking on the Flames, and Lake Henry defeats Farming by a score of 8-2. 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Lake Henry, 2 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for Farming. Carter Wessel on the mound for Lake Henry on Friday night gets a complete game victory. His catcher, Isaac Leeser. For Farming, Tyler Schrader starts, taking the loss, relayed by Owen Sunderman in the fifth, Bray Nank in the ninth, and the catchers, Cody Ferre and Cameron Miller. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry on Friday night. Carter Wessel, 2-for-4 with a double. Noah Omshai, 2-for-5. He had a 2-run homer in the third. Davis Wirtz was 2-for-5 with 4 RBIs, and Trent Wentland with a double. For Farming, Bennett Hilla was 4-for-5 with a double. So final on Friday night had Lake Henry defeating Farming 8-2. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Spring Hill at Greenwald today, and Spring Hill defeats Greenwald by a score of 4-1. 4 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Spring Hill. 1 run, 4 hits, and an error for Greenwald. Anthony Reberman on the mound will get the win today for Spring Hill, relieved by Ben Welly in the seventh, and the catcher, Daniel Spanier. For Greenwald, Grant Musho starts, taking the loss, relieved by Max Waylogie in the eighth, and the catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Regan Nelson, 2-for-5, Owen Meyer, 2-for-4, Daniel Spanier, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles today for the Chargers. For Greenwald, Grant Musho was 2-for-3. So a final today from Greenwald, it was Spring Hill 4 and Greenwald 1. Lake Henry at Richmond today, and Richmond defeats Lake Henry by a score of 11-4. 11 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors for Richmond. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. Dalton Thielen on the mound will get the win today for Richmond, relieved by Jack Bose in the ninth, and the catcher was Tyler Prom. For Lake Henry, Torrey Omshide starts, taking the loss, relieved by Sam Hupfer in the fourth, Shane Pauls in the seventh, and Noah Omshide in the eighth, the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Some hitting highlights for Richmond today. Cooper Notch, 2-for-5. Goose Hadley was 2-for-3 with a double. Goose, a 2-run homer in the third. Jack Bose was 2-for-4 today with a double. Alex Buddy had a double. And Cole Schmitz, a 2-run home run in the fifth inning for Richmond this afternoon. For Lake Henry, Isaac Leeser had a solo home run in the second. So a final today from Richmond. It was Richmond 11 and Lake Henry 4. At this time, every week, we announce the Stearns County Player of the Week, sponsored by the Fred Schlungen Memorial. This week, Carter Wessel. Carter Wessel on Friday night pitched a complete game with 1 earned run against Farming. He went 2-for-4 with a double in Friday night's ball game at Farming. So congratulations, Carter Wessel. You are the Stearns County Player of the Week, again sponsored by the Fred Schlungen Memorial. Hey, when we come back to the Dick Putt Show, we'll get a look at the schedule. We'll announce our next game of the week. It's all coming up next here on KASM Radio.
It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hello all, Dan Zimmerman of Willembring-Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman here on KASM. Our firm enjoys this opportunity to support local high school and amateur sports events covered by CASM. We believe sports are a wonderful outlet for children and young adults, and that learning good sportsmanship is such a valuable life lesson. We salute CASM and all the parents and family members out there for your support of high school and amateur athletics. Keep listening to CASM Radio.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now, Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2101.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
Work life out of balance?
Looking for a steady paycheck?
Want to be home every night?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Services of Richmond. We're hiring for an HVAC service technician. You better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today on our career page at gilkplumbing.com. A Ream Pro partner.
Better get Gilk.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
All right, welcome back to our final segment of the Dick Putt Show tonight here on KASM Radio. And just another highlight from that Cold Spring Rocky 13-0 victory over St. Augusta today. Thad Leeser threw a complete seven-inning no-hitter today, striking out 15 for the Rockies as they defeat St. Augusta 13-0. So good ball game for Thad Leeser from the Rockies. Taking a look at the schedule on Wednesday night, we have Kimball at Hutchinson at 7 o'clock, Litchfield at Howard Lake at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Other ball games going on Wednesday. Clearwater will be at the Sartell Muskies. That's at 7:30 Wednesday night. The Cold Spring Springers at the Sauk Rapids Cyclones Wednesday night at 7:30. Coon Rapids at Monticello at 7:30 Wednesday night. We have a few other games as I go through my schedule here. The Piers Lakers will be at the Piers Bulldogs. That's a 7:30 start over in the Victory League. lots of Wednesday night ball games. And then we'll go to a Thursday. Albert Bill will be at Becker. That's a Thursday night game at 7 o'clock. Other Thursday night games. Not seeing any others, so we will go to Friday night. Friday night, and locally, it will be the Bemidji Blue Ox at Nisswa. That's at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Kimball at Loretto. Maple Lake at Hutchinson. Sauk Center, the Titans, they'll be at Alexandria at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Albertville, the Cold Spring Springers at 7:30. Atwater will be at Regal. That's a County Line League game at 7:30 on Friday night. Cold Spring Rockies at Raymond at 7:30. Flensburg will be at Freeport in Victory League action on Friday night. That's a 7:30 start. We have New Munich will be at Starbuck at 7:30. The Piers Lakers at the Piers Brewers again, 7:30 on Friday night. Sobieski will be at Avon. That is our next Chasm game of the week. Sobieski at Avon, Friday night, 7:30. Friday night, 7:30, Sobieski at Avon. A few other games on Friday night. Roscoe will be at Farming at 8 o'clock on Friday night. St. Wendell will be at Hinckley at 8:30 on Friday night. Saturday ball games, just a few. Lake Henry will be at St. Martin. This is an 11 o'clock start. St. Martin with their parish festival. They'll play Lake Henry at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday over in St. Martin. St. Nick at Luxembourg at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Isanti at the Sartell Stone Ponies at 1:30. Sartell Muskies will be at Sauk Rapids at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. Clearwater at the Richmond Royals at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And St. Joseph, they'll host Albertville at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon over in St. Joe. Sauk Center will be at Long Prairie, 7:30 on Saturday night. And then next Sunday, June the 28th, Rainy Lake will be at the War Road Muskies at 12 noon. We have Cannon Falls at Dasco-Cato at 1 o'clock. Cocato will be at the Litchfield Blues at 1 o'clock. Hutchinson at Maple Lake at 1 o'clock. Other teams in action next Sunday, Buckman at St. Stephen. That's a 1:30 ball game. Flensburg will be at Aiken, Foley at Nisswa at 1:30 on Sunday. The Freeport Black Sox at Royalton. New Munich will be at Spring Hill at 1:30. Opole at Upsala at 1:30 next Sunday. The Piers Lakers at Sobieski at 1:30. Randall will be at the Piers Bulldogs. Richmond at Meyer Grove next Sunday at 1:30. Starbuck at New London Spicer taking on the Twins. Other ball games on Sunday, the 28th, Eden Valley, they'll be at St. Nicholas at 2 o'clock. Sunday afternoon, we have Long Prairie at Kensington at 2 o'clock. Luxembourg will be at the Cold Spring Rockies at 2 o'clock next weekend on Sunday. Milroy at Raymond at 2 o'clock. Other ball games coming up next Sunday, St. Augusta at Watkins. St. Augusta at Watkins. St. Joe will be at Clearwater next Sunday. And Moose Lake at Princeton at 3 o'clock next Sunday. The Cold Spring Springers will be at Becker. That's a 4 o'clock start next Sunday. Forest Lake at Monticello at 4 o'clock. Clear Lake Lakers, they'll be at the Piers Brewers at 4:30 next Sunday. So lots of ball games coming your way. The Sauk Rapids Cyclones at the Sartell Stone Ponies next Sunday night at 6 o'clock. That is a look at your schedule for the coming week. I did have one ball game come in just a little bit late, too, as this one just was completed. And that final score tonight had St. Stephen defeating Foley 16-6. This one does go Nine innings, 16 runs, 16 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. Six runs, eight hits, four errors for Foley. So that ball game just completed here just a bit ago, but that out of the victory league. We'll have a repeat of your scores tomorrow morning on the Sports Scoreboard Show at 8:15 on KASM. Again, the podcast, the replay of the Dick Putt Show will show up on Tuesday. Kirby will upload that Tuesday at mychasm.com. I want to thank Joyce back at our studios in Albany for producing our Dick Putt Show tonight. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a great Father's Day, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Sunday night, 7 o'clock, here on KASM.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show. This is Joyce Jansen, and I'm wishing all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. I will be leaving here shortly, but I will, after these messages, we will play Peter and Paul Wendinger, Goodbye, Sweetheart Polka, requested by Gary over there in Waite Park. Until next time, you all have a safe journey.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contract. Our experienced partners are offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. You'll never pay another timeshare maintenance bill again, and all your obligations will be terminated. You can begin